The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 17th of April, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Customization on an Apple product. Yeah, it doesn't really happen, does it? But apparently Apple thinks that the watch is so personal it should be customizable. Third-party developers might actually have the ability to create custom watch faces. From what we're seeing in the new watchOS version, it's kind of revealing that the company's working on a way for developers to create their own watch faces that users then can download rather than being limited to, you know, Apple's own crap. The people over at Mac9to5 actually found the new code in watchOS 4.3.1. By the way, it's still in beta. And on the surface, you don't really see this. You're gonna have to dig through the code to find out, hey, looky there. As for if and when we'll see it, well, it may not be too far away. Could be this summer. Gather around, everybody, gather around. Spotify's got an announcement. Just not today. Yes, it seems Spotify's got some juicy news for all of us. Problem is, though, we're not going to hear about it today. We're going to hear about it next week. Don't you just love it when tech companies do this? Ooh, we got something to announce, but we're going to tell you later. Now, the event we all know is coming April 24th, and the announcement could be, well, what we've heard, at least rumor-wise, is a speaker. And I'm sure probably some juicy updates to its mobile app. Other than that, your guess is as good as mine. Hey, Bumble users, those of you who don't know what Bumble is, yeah, it's another social media dating kind of, I don't know, it's kind of everything into one kind of app. Well, anyways, before Bumble kind of had to be basically integrated with Facebook, meaning you had to have a Facebook account to use the thing. But not anymore. Starting today, you'll be able to create an account using your phone number. And I'm sure you already know the reason why for this. Well, it has to do with Facebook, you know, not being so trustworthy anymore. Even though Facebook did launch some new privacy tools and even shut down a product that could allow third-party data providers to target on Facebook, apparently Bumble, they don't still feel that safe. Their official statement actually said that many of our users have asked for an alternative registration method. So we're giving it to them. And finally, now there was a little panic a few days ago about Instagram being gone from Windows Phone. And apparently it was that way for a while. It had something to do, I don't know, with code, SDK. I don't understand all that mumbo jumbo. It just wasn't there for a while. But according to new reports, meaning those 7 users out there that still use a Windows Phone, the app is once again available for Windows Phone. However, though, if you think you're getting a new spiffy version of Instagram, you're not. It's actually version 10.1096.22713.0. Yes, I wanted to give you the technical information. And those of you that know that technical information are saying, hey, wait a minute, that's the same thing as last year. And you would be right. Why would that be? Well, apparently they're not developing anything new for Windows Phone. They're just saying, hey, I guess there's still some users out there, so I guess we better give it to them. Meaning, if you are using Instagram on your Windows Phone, you're not going to have any of the latest new features. But then again, you are on a Windows Phone. I'm sure you're used to not having any features at all. If you happen to have a story for us and nobody else is listening, hell, we will. Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, powered by UK2.net. Get the podcasts, get the blog, and get the reviews all over there. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community over at our Slack room. You can check it out by going to britishtech.slack.com. But you're going to want to do more than check it out. You're going to want to join in, and we'd love to have you. The new show will be returning to you tomorrow. Yes, we will. We will have a Wednesday edition. It's going to be late, boys and girls, but I'm going to get you out one. And we will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having yourself a grand old Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.